Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inu bihi wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa nastarshiduh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyyan murshida wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the creator, sustainer and controller of the universe and all within. Thus we praise Him and we thank Him for His infinite grace, blessings and mercy. We believe in Him and put our trust in Him. We also seek refuge with Allah from the evil inclinations of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Know that whoever chooses guidance, there is none to misguide him or her. And whoever chooses misguidance, there is none to guide him or her. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent to teach human beings and to elevate good manners and good behavior and good etiquettes to its highest level. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure that all of you, since perhaps Monday morning, have been diligently following the news, reading the newspapers and watching the news. And I hope we will continue to do that. Because one of the things we need to do as citizens of any country is to have knowledge of and be aware of what's happening in our world. We have to connect with our world. And so I hope that in a week or two, our interest in what's happening around the world will not wane, but we will continue to read and to listen and to watch the news and be engaged. And so, first of all, we pray for our brothers who were killed, who lost their lives in the shooting about a week ago in Quebec. We pray that Allah the Exalted would have mercy on them. We also pray for those who were injured, and we pray that Allah will protect them and will send down His healing and His shifa upon them. We also pray for their families, in particular the families of those who have lost their lives, because now we have children, young people without their fathers. And we pray that Allah will ease their pain and their suffering, that He will console their hearts in this time of great grief and sadness, and that He will inspire them with patience and with steadfastness to accept and to submit to what He has decreed, and to continue to put their trust in Him and never to lose hope or despair of the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the big question, brothers and sisters, facing all of us is, where do we go from here? What do we do? How do we react? And there are many things that we can do and we should do. And I'm sure you are seeing emails that are circulating about the various points of action that we can all engage in as Muslims. I don't have time in the khutbah to go through everything, but I hope to mention perhaps two or three points, and I hope that this can be a starting point. The first thing, brothers and sisters, that we all have going for us are the noble teachings and principles of our deen, of our religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran how we react to situations like what happened a week ago. Because after all, the Prophet alayhi salam did not live in a time in which there was great peace and love and brotherhood among people. His own people, many of them denied his message. And they took steps to ensure, at least in their view, that the message will not take root in society. So they tortured and persecuted the companions. Some of them were killed. And even the Prophet alayhi salam was not safe. Eventually they made attempts to kill him alayhi salatu was salam. Finally, he was forced to go into exile, as we say. He had to migrate for the safety of the Muslims, his companions and himself. They migrated to Medina. And even then, they were not left in peace, brothers and sisters. We know the history and the battle after battle that took place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Muslims then, and of course all of us throughout time, how to react in such situations. Now, perhaps we have the tendency to react in a manner that is full of anger, and perhaps even some hate. But this is precisely what we need to avoid, and what we must avoid. We must avoid. If we as Muslims, and I'm talking about the individual, not the organization alone, because each one of us, brothers and sisters, there is a little bit that you and I can do. There is a little that you and I can do to inform those around us of the beauty of Islam. And that's what we need to be focusing on. So the first thing we need to do as Muslims, as individuals and as organizations, is to stick to and adhere to the noble teachings of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Mu'minun, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةَ. This is how we react, brothers and sisters. Retaliate or repel with goodness the evil. Not evil with evil. Not fire with fire, as we say. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةَ. Repel and refute and push back with goodness. بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. With that which is best, as-sayyi'ah, that which is evil, that which is wrong, that which is bad. And in Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. I know, brothers and sisters, often revenge seems sweet to us. So when someone does something bad or harmful to us, our instinct is to seek revenge. And often we think that we will be satisfied with this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a whole different perspective. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants society to enjoy peace and security and harmony. And revenge only leads to more revenge. And that's how feuds develop. So Allah says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. That which is good and that which is evil or that which is bad, they're not equal. In the lesson here, the outcome of each is not the same, brothers and sisters. Yes, there might be some initial satisfaction that a person derives from seeking revenge from the person they deem has harmed them. But Allah says the outcome are different. The outcome is not the same. So if we react with goodness, the outcome is one thing. And if we react with With bad, the outcome is quite different. It's not the same. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن, Allah says in this ayah. Retaliate with that which is best. بالتي هي أحسن. Retaliate with that which is best. It's not easy. That's true. It's not easy. It's not easy to tell the person who has been hurt to stay calm, stay cool, be patient, be steadfast. That's not easy for the person to do. But that is exactly what we must do, brothers and sisters. That is exactly what the Prophet ﷺ did. And the result we read in history. The Prophet ﷺ was called many names, brothers and sisters. And he never called anybody a name. Even the people who called him the names, he never retaliated. He always had good things to say to people and about people. In fact, even one time when Aisha radiallahu anha, she was surprised by the Prophet alayhi salam telling them about an individual who had some bad characteristics. And yet when the same person came to his home, the Prophet alayhi salam was very kind and generous to this man. And when he left, Aisha radiallahu anha saw a contradiction between what the Prophet ﷺ said about the man and his evil character or characteristics and how he treated the man. So she questioned him alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said to her, Ya Aisha, mata ahittini fahishan aw mutafahisha. This is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. He said, O Aisha, whenever did you find me to be someone who is abusive and insultive? So we have the tendency to react when certain things happen, being abrasive and insultive and abusive, brothers and sisters. But that is exactly what we should not do. It takes greater strength and courage and control to react with kindness. And this is what we must do. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, not only was he called names, but the people of Mecca who did not believe in his message made many attempts to slaughter him and his companions after the migration in battle after battle. But he did not incite hatred against them. He did not sit in Medina and allow the antics of the disbelievers in Mecca to fester in his heart and in his mind. In fact, he did not do that at all, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him and the Muslims not to behave like that. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Let not your dislike or hatred for a people, even if you're justified or you feel justified in disliking them or hating them. Allah says, but let that not cause you to swerve from being just. اِعْدِلُوا, you be just. That's what we have to do. We have to be just in fear. هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. That is closer to piety and righteousness. So this is how we react, brothers and sisters. We retaliate, or we react, or we repel with goodness, with kindness, with love, not hate, with forgiveness, not anger, and with hope, not despair. And Allah tells us in this ayah, in Surah Fussilat, that if we were to react in this manner, by repelling or retaliating with kindness, or with good rather than evil or bad, Allah tells us that something will happen. Something good for society will come about from this. He says, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. So that the person between whom and you, yourself, there is enmity, there is animosity, there is hatred, that person will become like your close friend. This is the result, brothers and sisters, of kindness. This is the result of forgiveness. It brings people closer. It strengthens the bond and the connection that people have. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly in the Quran reminds the Prophet alayhi salam to forgive the companions after the battle of Uhud. There were a number of mistakes we can write on paper that the Sahabas made in that battle that resulted in a near defeat for them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran instructed the Prophet alayhi salam not to hold that against them, not to face them with anger, but rather forgiveness, and pray for them, and then move on. In addition to that, brothers and sisters, we also, mashallah, live in a country, at the very least, we can say it's relatively peaceful and secure. And there is no doubt that most of us, if not all of us, have enjoyed and continue to enjoy and are enjoying freedoms that we could not have enjoyed before. And we thank Allah the Exalted first and foremost for that. But we also need to continue to promote the same values of tolerance and peace and harmony in society in this country in which we live. We chose to live here, brothers and sisters. And therefore we have an obligation, because that's who the Muslim is. Wherever a Muslim is, that person is obligated to be an asset to that community and society. Not a liability, an asset. So we need to take heart in the fact that many of our fellow Canadians who might not be Muslims understand who we are and what we are. And they have come forward to show their support and their solidarity with the Muslim community across this country, not only in Quebec. A few days ago at Masjid Toronto, I met a lady. She is a reverend from a church nearby Masjid Toronto. And she stopped by the masjid after Salat al-Dhuhr. And she told me that she was actually at the protest in front of the American consulate on University Avenue. And on her way back to her church, she passed the masjid, so she stopped in. Why? She said, look, I wanted to tell you Muslims, I wanted to tell you that we also feel very sad about what happened, and that we stand with you and we support you against these kinds of discrimination and injustice and so on. So we don't need to be suspicious, brothers and sisters, of our fellow Canadians in the wider society who might not be Muslim. We need, in our own way, the little that we can do to become good citizens of this country. Remember, Islam is not just about the ibadat. In fact, all the ibadat, brothers and sisters, are intended to enhance our attitude and our behavior and our interaction with other people. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the salah in Surah Al-Ankabut, He tells us the objective of the prayer. What does it do for us? He tells us, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Surely prayers restrict a person from shameful and evil deeds. About fasting, he tells us, "La'allakum tattaqun," that perhaps you may develop a higher consciousness of Allah, so that you don't harm His creation, starting with our fellow human beings. About zakat, he tells us, "Tutahiruhum wa tuzakihim biha." خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Take from their wealth, this is the zakat, the zakat with which you will purify them and cleanse them. So we need to realize and understand, brothers and sisters, we need to wake up and understand that each one of us, not just the imam or the sheikh or the teachers or the leaders of the community or the organization, but every single individual, we have an obligation to to do that little bit that we can do in order to teach those around us of the wonderful values and principles of Islam. We need not preach to people, but by our behavior and our actions, they can learn about Islam and about who we are as Muslims. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless all of us. I know there are other things we can do. You know, we can engage at a more political level with the elected officials and all that. But we don't have time to cover everything we can do in the khutbah. Please do whatever we can, brothers and sisters. That's our obligation. Allah will only question us for what we have the capacity to do. Not what the other people were doing or did not do. But what did I do? What did you do? I gave you this life, O human being. What did you do with it? I gave you health. What did you do with that? So we all will have to answer for our own choices and actions. So let us consider what each one of us can do. At the very least, what we can do, brothers and sisters, is that we can live the message. We can let our lives, our actions, our behavior, our attitude in the home and out the home and on the street, in the masjid or at school or at work, we can let our behavior and our attitude and our interaction with people, let that be the teacher. Most of us, brothers and sisters, will not be able to do great things that will be publicized in the media. But each one of us can do great things for our deen, but it may go unnoticed, except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless all of us, that He will open our hearts and our minds, so that not only can we understand this wonderful message is revealed for the upliftment and the happiness in the peace and security of mankind, but that He will inspire us all to live by this message and to hold firmly to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect our communities. May Allah protect our children and our young people. May Allah keep us firm in the straight path. May He protect us from the temptations and the deviations of shaitan that are so prevalent around us in our world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to reach out to those individuals around us, regardless of their belief or their religion, who are all working for what is the common good for our society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to work with others for what is the common good for all of us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Brothers and sisters, in the aftermath of the Battle of Badr, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to the well in which the bodies of the disbelievers were thrown into, who were killed in that battle. And he spoke to them. But the words he spoke are telling indeed, because even then, the Prophet alayhi salam did not gloat. He did not rub salt in the wound, as we say. He didn't say to them, good, now you guys are going to burn in the hellfire. You see, you didn't believe, you didn't listen to me. No. This is not how the Prophet alayhi salam dealt with people. He always was kind. Even for the very people who said all the bad and nasty things about him. So he went to them and he said, he looked down on the bodies and he said to them, هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ. Have you found what your Lord promised you to be the truth? فَقَدْ وَجَدْتُ مَا وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي حَقًّا. Because I have found what my Lord promised me to be the truth. This is the example, brothers and sisters, that Allah sent for us. And this is the example we need to follow. And if we do, then we will achieve what he, or similar to what he and his Sahaba have achieved, that is written in history and documented in history. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah. For Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك وأمدهم بمددك وانصرهم بنصرك وأنت على نصرهم لقدير اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين اللهم حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم وكره إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلهم من الراشدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.